So it's text 35. Okay. Naham bhaksitavan amba sarve mithyabhisamsina yadi satya giras tarhi samaksam pasya me mukham naham bhaksitam amba naham bhaksitavan amba sarve mithyabhisam sinaha sarve mithyabhisam sinaha yadi satya girastarihi samaksam pasya me mukham kasmat. I do this or you will do it? The word by word. Okay. Kasmat. Why? Huh? Oh, this is another one. Okay. Sorry. Na, not. Aham, I. Bhaksitavan, have eaten dirt. Amba, my dear mother. Sarve, all of them. Mithya, abhisham sinaha. All liars. Simply complaining against me, so that you may chastise me. Yadi, if it is actually a fact, satya giraha, that they have spoken the truth, tarhi, then, samaksam, directly, pasya, see, me, my, mukham, mouth. Okay, so translation and prepared by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Lord Sri Krishna replied, we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 8, Text 35. Lord Krishna shows the universal form. Lord Sri Krishna replied, my dear mother, I have never eaten dirt. All my friends complaining against me are liars. If you think they are being truthful, you can directly look into my mouth and examine it. Krishna presented himself as an innocent child to increase the transcendental ecstasy of maternal affection. As described in the Shastra, tadana bhayan mityoktir vatsalya rasa poshika. This means that sometimes a small child speaks lies. For example, he may have stolen something or eaten something and yet deny that he has done so. We ordinarily see this in the material world, but in relation to Krishna, it is different. Such activities are meant to endow the devotee with transcendental ecstasy. The Supreme Personality of Godhead was playing as a liar and accusing all the other devotees of being liars. As is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10, 12, 11, Kirta Punya Punja, a devotee may attain such an ecstatic position after many, many births of devotional service. Persons who have amassed the results of a vast amount of pious activities can attain the stage of associating with Krishna and playing with Him like ordinary playmates. One should not consider these transactions of transcendental service to be untruthful accusations, One should never accuse such devotees of being ordinary boys speaking lies. For they attain the stage of associating with Krishna by great austerities, tapasa brahmacharyena samena chadamena cha. Very nice. So much to speak on this. So, here, as we know, the Krishna's descendants, when he Krishna descends to perform pastimes, as it is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, I slok janma karma chame devyam evam yo veti tatvataha tyakta deham puna janma naiti mam etisa Arjuna. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna that anyone who tries to understand my appearance, my activities, my pastimes, and my disappearance from this material world through Guru Tattva, Guru Parampara, and understanding the absolute truth, devotional service. Puna janma naiti mam eti so Arjuna. In next life, I do not give them material birth. They come back to me, they attain my kingdom. He explains to Arjuna. So here, as we see, the Lord Shri Krishna, as a childhood, as a young little boy, the son of Mother Yasoda, and he is the Supreme Lord with full potency, but he is performing pastimes for the living entities, for us, to attract us, so we can be attracted to the pastimes and activities of Krishna. Because the childhood pastimes is very attractive for everyone. And especially when the children lies, very little children, when they do so many mistakes, do so many things, they're stealing so many things, and then they lie. So because they are very innocent, it's very pure, it's very pleasurable, very sweet. So one time, let me explain this. When Vasudeva and Devaki were praying the Supreme Lord to become their son, so they did tapasya for 12,000 celestial years. Not these years of this material world, celestial years. 12,000 celestial years. And in this period of this tapasya, they were eating, the austerity was like that. They were eating the dry leaves from the ground for so many years. And then, after that, they were only living on little water or maybe air. And then, at one point, it stopped for 12,000 years. So, Vishnu, Lord Vishnu said that you did tapasya for so many years. So, he said, you did tapasya for so many years and now I come because you wanted me as the Supreme Lord to become your son. So here I am in a form of Vishnu. Why I appeared in the form of Vishnu? So you know that I was the one object of worship of yours. You were worshipping me. But now I will appear as your son as well. So in the jail of Kamsa, as we know in Mathura, first they saw Vishnu form and they remained with reverence and paid obeisances. And then Mother Devaki said that she requested the Lord saw his normal original form. And when Krishna was there as a little baby, Mother Yasoda was also afraid Kamsa might attack. So, you know, she requested her to go back in the another form. But this is a leela of Krishna, he creates that. And at this point, Vishnu said that you were my parents three times. So who are they? Who was Krishna's parents three times? In three different millennium. Krishna Garba, Drona Dhara, and Vasudeva Deva. Yeah, Krishna Garba. Krishna Garba, so, Sutapa, Shutapa and Krishna Garba, Drona Dhara, and Vasudeva Devaki. Is it right? Three birds. So you are my parents. So now I come as your son, Krishna. So this original Krishna, we know the pastimes, how he was taken by Vasudeva to Gokul. So the original Krishna, this Krishna merged into the original Krishna in Gokula. Vrindavan parityaja padam ekam na gacchati. Original Krishna never leaves outside Vrindavan. He never goes outside Vrindavan. The Krishna who goes to Mathura, Dwaraka, Hastinapur, this is all Vasudeva, expansion Krishna. So this Krishna, who lives in Vrindavan, he does not do any creation. He does through his expansion, Balaram, Chaturviva, Sankarshan, Paradyumna, Aniruddha, Vasudeva. Then all the creation happens. So here it is said that Lord Shri Krishna replied, "My dear mother, I have never eaten dirt. All my friends complaining against me are liars. If you think they are being truthful, you can directly look into my mouth and examine it." Krishna said that actually they were playing Sudama, Kinkini, Madhu Mangal, Barutapa, all in Krishna's cowherd boyfriends, little bit small boys. They were playing and always they have something to eat. Sandesh, Rasgulla, Barfi, you know, whatever. They always, Mother Yasoda's feed them, and the mother of other children, they always serve them. But despite they have so much sweets to eat, they're in Vrindavan, best place, and all children, they're loved by their parents. And here, all of a sudden, while they were praying, Krishna picked some dirt and put in his mouth. And Balaram saw this. Actually, all of them, they saw this. No one dared to go and complain. So Balaram ran to Mother Yasoda and he said, "Come, I want to show you something." And she bring Mother Yasoda and he said, "Here you go, your son, check his mouth. He had something there. We all eating this nice preparation you gave. But Krishna had took some dirt." So Krishna was not fearful that time. But he began churning the argument with her mother. Said, "How can I lie? I have to protect myself." So, same time he wanted to protect himself. But he also was blaming these other friends because they don't like I'm playing with them. So, you know, sometimes I win, sometimes I lose. When I win, they don't like me. And we're playing game on those. So many excuses he gives. And he said that, "Mommy, they are liars. They are liars. I did not eat any dirt." And mother said, he said, "Mama, if they are truthful, if they are saying true that I ate the dirt, then you should check in my mouth." He said that, Krishna. And he still didn't open his mouth. And he said, Mother Yasoda, "Okay, I will check your mouth now. Open your mouth." And what happened when Krishna opened his mouth? Mother Yasoda, she is in Vrindavan. She saw the entire universal structure with many, many millions of demigods. She saw herself, the cowherd boys, called Vrindavan. Everything she saw, the oceans, the rivers, the mountains, everything in the creation she saw. And she saw herself. And Mother Yasoda said, "Oh my Lord," now she thought that what is happening to my child? What is happening? I'm dreaming? I think my child is sick, is getting sick, something happened, because she was bewildered. Krishna put two kind of shakti, just to bewilder. He just want Mother Yasoda to forget that I actually ate the dead. So he saw the creation actually. Imagine, just a small mistake A small mistake, he eats the dirt, because which Mother Yashoda wants that if my son will eat the dirt, he will become sick. She was only concerned about that the soil should not be taken because he will become sick. I have so many nice preparations. So just because of a small, in Hindi we say bahana. You know, bahana means excuse. Because of that, he saw the entire universe, and Mother Yashoda said, "Oh, I was thinking, oh my Lord Vishnu, I'm thinking I'm a Brajeshwari, I'm the queen of Vrindavan, my husband Nanda Maharaj is the king, and this 900,000 cows are my property. And this is all my son, Krishna is my son. Oh my Lord, please forgive me for this." And when Krishna saw, then Mother Yashoda was bewildered, and I will lose my Vatsalya relationship, parental. Then immediately he took away that thing away. And then Mother Yashoda saw Krishna, a little boy, and then embraced him. This is the pastime actually. Krishna presented himself as an innocent child to increase the transcendent ecstasy of maternal affection, as described in Shastra. Tadana bhayan mithyoktir vatsalya rasa posika. This means that sometimes a small child speaks lies. For example, he may have stolen something or eaten something and yet deny that he has done so. So how many of you are father here? Father. You have kids, children? You had kids? Anyone is father? Father? When your child was baby, was he lying sometimes? You want to steal here, something like this? I don't remember. It's been a long time. Okay. It's a natural. Natural, they hide something. No, he did, I didn't do like this. It's a natural. Human nature. All right. But here it is said that Prabhupada mentioned that lying of a human being, lying of our ordinary children, ordinary people, is under modes of material nature. We lie under ignorance, passion and goodness. So our lying is a contamination, we go to the jail or we get punishment by the law of nature and we get karma. But Krishna's lying is purification, is a pastimes. Because he's supreme pure, he's eternal, full of bliss, full of knowledge. When Krishna lies, we become blissful. When Krishna steals, we become blissful. There's a difference. He does everything in pure goodness. So sometimes you see Prabhupada, you know Prabhupada, many times he said fools and rascals, and he was saying so many things. All the scientists, whoever was in front of Prabhupada, before Prabhupada, the scholars, scientists, professors, he chastised everyone. But everyone took like a child. Like they don't mind, Prabhupada said that. And if there is someone who mind, Prabhupada, why are these Swamis saying that fools and rascals? They were contaminated by modes. Little bit, slightly, or maybe more envious. But Prabhupada was always, whatever Prabhupada says, it is all lila. Because he's connected with Krishna. Because he is not touched by three modes of material nature. So when Prabhupada says, Krishna says, or Prabhupada says, it's fun. You know, devotees say, we were chastised by Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, you fools and rascals. One time, Tamal Krishna Goswami, he was in Bombay. And Prabhupada was working so hard to fight with Mr. Nair and building the Bombay. So at one point, somehow he did mistake that Nair convinced Tamal Krishna Maharaj to sign the paper back. I think he signed the paper back, you know, to that he can even sell the property and he can sell it to someone else. So Prabhupada, what he did, this is very nice story. Prabhupada, what he did, he invited all the rich people, Nair, everyone he invited. You can see in the Lilamrita. And he invited and he praised them because they were people with the money, you know, and they will help. And when everyone arrived, Prabhupada invited Tamal Krishna Maharaj in front of them. And he is speaking only in Hindi, Bombay Hindi. And he was speaking this, you know, Prabhupada was really convinced to re-sign the paper and get the land. So he says, Tamal Krishna Maharaj entered. He said, here is my American disciple. He is number one fool. In Hindi, he said. And Gurudev found out later. Tamal Krishna Maharaj found out later. He said, Prabhupada chastised in front of... He said, I was in ecstasy when Prabhupada said that. You know, when Guru chastises, we feel so happy. So because Guru on a higher platform, he's a, you know, high level. He chastised for us to correct us for our nice sweetness, then we feel ecstasy. But if somebody ordinary comes and he say, you fool, you rascal, we begin to fight. Who are you? I beat you, rascal. Prabhupada said, rascal, this, so many things said. Prabhupada was so eloquent, so powerful, and so beautiful. Anything Prabhupada does is just different. Prabhupada sometimes walk with his danda, you know, like a danda. And he walk like this. And one disciple in LA, Los Angeles, he was walking. And then one disciple ran to Prabhupada. Someone, I think, yeah. And he says, Prabhupada, I did this. And Prabhupada says, you're nonsense, he didn't do anything. He said, you're nonsense, what you do? You do nothing. And then you know, the devotee get really humble. He said, what I did? He said, Krishna does everything. Jai Panch Tattva Ki Jai. He said, Krishna does everything. What you do? He said, in spiritual world, Krishna has Mother Yasoda, he has Krishna, and he has many cowherd boys, many devotees to do there. They all can do everything. What is your service which Krishna will count? So Prabhupada used to say this thing, but nobody minds. Nobody minds. They feel so excited, they feel purified. So nice. So Prabhupada anytime he say, sometimes he speak to a in an interview, he's speaking to the, you know, social workers or someone. He said, these fools and rascals, they cannot understand. He said, he put his hand like this, to them and others. He said, these fools and rascals, they cannot understand. And they, you know, they all, you can see in the teeth, they all smile. They only smile when Prabhupada said. So we ordinarily see in the material world, but in relation to Krishna is different. Such activity is meant to endure devotee trance. So, Supreme Personality of Godhead was playing as a liar and accusing all other devotees as being liars. As is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, that's true. In one sense, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 9, Texts 1, 2 and 3, it mentions that why do we separate it from Krishna? We have an independent to love Krishna, but we wanted to become God. It mentions there. As soon as we wanted to become controller, God, become imitate Krishna, instantly the creation happened. And Krishna arranged some material world for us to stay here. So you become a pokito, pokito, pokito. How you say small, small in language? Malo, 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 God. So we malo, 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 God. Yeah, small, small God. So okay, you want to become God because jivera, holera, Krishna, nitya das. Soul never can, we part and parcel, never can become God. Our supreme happiness in saving Krishna. Just like a vast ocean is water, is salty quantity. And a small amount of that drop of water from ocean is salty. So in quantity, same, quality is big. So we cannot imitate Krishna. So as soon as we become wanted to enjoy, become enjoyer or become Krishna, immediately Krishna thought, these are my children, let me create some place where they can become God. So we are actually God in Slovenia here, the small, small God. A God of my family, God of my company, God of myself. If nobody to control, I control myself. So when Prabhupada said, when we are gradually of devotional service, purify this controlling nature and be controlled by Krishna, then Krishna will accept us. In our service, what was the point I was going to make? Yeah, it is mentioned then immediately Krishna with his Atma Maya Shakti, he put us in this material world called Ethiopia. It's written there, Ethiopia. A place of hallucination, nothing there. This world is considered as Ethiopia. It's a reflection of the spiritual world. This material world is a kind of a dust. If everything destroys, it becomes dust. So it's nothing. We are living in a reflection world, reflective world. And then, because we are the spiritual being eternal, na jayate miryate va kadachin nayam bhutva bhavitana bhuyo ajosasato ayam purano nahanite hanimani sarire. We spiritual being, and then Krishna wants us to come back and free from this material body. And then the last part here, he says that persons who have amassed the results of vast amount of pious activities can attain the stages of associating with Krishna. One time, there were many, many sages and Rishi Munis in Dandakaranya forests, in sages, in Ayodhya. Ayodhya. When Ram was exiled, at that time many, many Rishi Munis, they saw Lord and they admired the Lord. They wanted to become His servant forever. And they did so much tapasya, that later they incarnated in Vrindavan as Krishna's associates. So they did so much tapasya to attain Krishna. One should never accuse such devotees of being ordinary boys speaking lies, for they attain the stages of associating with Krishna. Here it means that those boys who were with Krishna, they were sages, rishis and munis. Sudama, Madhumangal, what are more names? Shidam, Sudama, Madhumangal, Kinkini, many, many, many cowherd boys. They are no ordinary people. They were rishis, sages, munis, did millions of years of tapasya, so much tapasya. Then they attained that stage of that cowherd boys. These cowherd boys are not just ordinary people. So even they lie, the cowherd boy lie, boys lie, the ladies lie in Vrindavan, anyone lie in Vrindavan. This is Leela. In Krishna's pastime, which is connected to Krishna then. It doesn't mean that we go to Vrindavan and you know someone is born there and he lies so much. So that's Leela. I don't think so. It's like going from Vrindavan temple to Lohi Bazaar is 20 rupiah. And they say, no, it's 150 rupiah or 200 rupiah. It happened to me. But I could not fight with them because they are dhamwasis. One time I fought with one devotee, argued with so much, I got a reaction. Because I feel, why he's cheating me so much? But although they cheated, but reaction I got it. I fought so much. Amazing. Be careful. His dhamwasi, he's saying, we don't know who they are. So I had a really, almost a fight. Not like argument. I was very passionate, very heat, hot, you know, hot June time. And I said, why is he doing this so much, he's asking. And we had a little argument. And then later I got reaction. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. Any points on this? To make. It's a beautiful pastime. Yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the lecture. So I have a question. It's mentioned that these cowherd boys performed austerities and then they got into Krishna Lila by austerities.
Yes.
But then in Bhagavad Gita and elsewhere in scriptures it's mentioned that by no austerities and by no penance Krishna can be reached. So can you explain a bit about this, please?
Yeah, the Prabhupada mentioned, recently I was reading, very nice. When Brahma, when Krishna did the creation, and Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, you know all this Garbhadakshai Vishnu, he says the voice came from the sky. And he said the voice was tapa. Brahma do tapasya, tapa. So 311 trillion years, tapasya. Brahma did tapasya. But Krishna, Prabhupada mentioned, in a Bhagavatam, it's written literally there, tapasya with love. Only simple word answers your question. We do tapasya, there is different modes. Check chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 17. We can do tapasya in mode of passion to gain something. We can do tapasya to achieve, you know, pride or something. But here, this cowherd boy's tapasya, sages, rishi munis tapasya, put kritya punya pundya. They were not ordinary people from the beginning. Who knows how many lifetimes they were associates of Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. So they were originally associates of Lord Chaitanya, in somehow connected very close. Yes, some to Antagatam Pavam, very pious people. And when they did tapasya for loving devotional service to Krishna, to play in loving devotional service, not to control Krishna. But most of the time in the material world, we do tapasya for motivation, hidden motivation or malicious intention. We do so much tapasya, we can come down in the temple and we can bow down and accept mercy from all the devotees, you know. And then we can say, Prabhu, you can wash everyone's laundry, we can wash the plate, we can take their maha. But it can be just for recognition that, oh, everyone think that I'm a very important person in the temple. Please give me attention. Distinction, profit, like this can have. Mostly, this is myself. I'm speaking. We do tapasya for... Before tapasya, we only accumulated the motivation. Before tapasya, we only planned the motivation, why I'm doing tapasya. This is no devotional service. This is nothing to do with bhakti. But here, their tapasya is for loving devotional service. So Hare Krishna practice, our sadhana bhakti, Prabhupada gave all the process, this tapasya. What is our tapasya? Do we have tapasya in bhakti? Is gone? We come, we have one of the best prasadam in the world, festival, right? Feast, we have a best festival, we have the best deity, we have a monopoly. This is our thinking, we have a monopoly. Prabhupada gave monopoly to us. We have a Lord, Ram Adi Murtisu Kala Niyamanatista Nana Avatara Krodh Bhunesu Kintu Krishna Swayam Sambhavad Param Pumamyo. Govindam Adi Purusham Ram Adi Murtisu Kala Niyamanatistan Allah Jehova Buddha Torah millions and millions of incarnation and their forms and names. Origin is Krishna. So we got first Supreme God who is nothing, no one is beyond him, and he is the sweetest. There was one German scholar, he went to India. He saw many demigods, lords, they're having someone is fighting, someone is walking, someone is doing this. And he saw Krishna was playing a flute. So he said, maybe this boy must be the god, because god should be enjoying. So he found out Krishna was the god. And I think surrendered to Bhakti Siddhanta, someone. So the god supposed to be enjoying. So if you see the form of the Lord, everyone is busy, but who is playing? If you see all the forms of the Lord, everyone is enjoying. I mean, doing working hard. They have something to do. Kali, Durga, or maybe other people, they're all working. But Krishna is only playing. Because he makes everyone work. So he must be God. So he surrendered like this. So, this Supreme Lord, Prabhupada says, we are so fortunate that we have Krishna, one God, and we have one book. What is that? Powerful Bhagavad Gita, and you have one mantra, Hare Krishna. And we have prasadam, right? And then we have panchtattva. And then you keep adding that. We have monopoly. How many restaurants are in Slovenia? ISKCON restaurant? Two, right? Three, right? And then when you go out and do Harinam, do somebody come and beat you that don't do Harinam? Somebody stops your mouth to sing? Do somebody charge you $1,000 to don't chant Hare Krishna? You have to pay this much when you chant? No? When you chant Japa, somebody is stopping you? When we chant Prabhupada, don't you feel bliss? You don't feel like bliss chanting Mahamantra in front of Panchtattva, meeting devotee, distributing book, eating prasadam, creating, even you get married, everything is bliss. So ISKCON, our society, is monopoly. Prabhupada gave us everything which is complete, full of bliss, including Bhagavatam, scriptures. These scriptures, Prabhupada said, is for Paramahamsas. Dharma prohijita kaitava? No. Nigama kalpataror galitam phalam sukhamukha dravam pibata Bhagavatam. Amalayam, this Bhagavatam, these scriptures, which is Ishopanishad, Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, all the scriptures given by Prabhupada is only relish, only supposed to be relished by Paramhamsas, pure devotees. This Bhagavatam is for pure devotees. And, you know, and whom we giving this Bhagavad Gita? If it is only read and discussed by Paramahamsas, but whom we going to give Bhagavad Gita? Whom you giving the life comes from life, perfection of yoga, science of self-realization, to whom? Yeah, outside in the street, they don't know anything about Krishna. They want, no, they're having a chicken in their hand, they have a marijuana in their hand. That's what we wear. These scriptures, which is originally enjoyed by Paramahamsas, we're giving to everyone. This is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Prithivi ache yata nagaradi grama sarvatra prachar hoibemora naam. Not only holy name, in the form of books. Every single letter in the Prabhupada's book is a holy name. Prabhupada said, I did not write this book. Prabhu Krishna dictate. So I'm just writing. So it's a holy name. This book is not different than Krishna. When we take this book to the street, we take Prabhupada. We carry Prabhupada to the street. It's not different than Prabhupada and Krishna. And when somebody opened the book, Sankirtan devotee gives book, open. Prabhupada say, yes, my dear sir, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He began to speak. And when he really opens and read, Krishna smiles, Prabhupada. Such a nice process we have. We have full of ecstasy. There is no anxiety. If any anxiety, we create ourselves. So our society is full of not like awe and reverence, are full of ecstasy. But Prabhupada gave complete package of ecstasy. Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Harinam, books. If you don't like book distribution, go Harinam. If you don't like Harinam, go listen to Bhagavatam class. If you don't like that, travel with some boys, do festival, do something. Everywhere is ecstasy. Or become a pujari, get ecstasy from the altar and make friends. So our Hare Krishna movement is all about sweet, 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 dulce, dulce, dulce friendship. So exciting. There is disease, there is a problem, there is weakness comes. But we put priority first the monopoly which Prabhupada gave. Prabhupada, pure devotee, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, all the incarnations coming from Him. We have restaurants, prasadam, everything. Beautiful question. Thank you very much. Any other point? I mean, look at this. How do you get this building? Sankirtan. Krishna Aishwarasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yasasya, Shriya, Gyan Bairag, Yoschaiva, Sannam Bhaga Itigana. He is supreme powerful, supreme beautiful, supreme wealthiest, supreme famous, supreme renounced. And as soon as we worship Him, what He gave? Wealth, which is Dwarka city. This is like a Dwarka, well, Mayapur, right? But it's kind of His uplands from Dwarka. His wealth side is Dwarka. And His power is lifting Govardhan Hill. He's famous. Everyone knows Krishna. Upper planetary systems, here, down, whole universe. It is said that 3,192,000,000,000 material universes are there. Do you ever heard this? There's a number I read in one Gaudiya book. 3,192,000,000,000 material universes. And where it's coming from? Who bring this? Who produced this? Who is Mahavishnu? Who is the origin of Mahavishnu? Yes. So everything goes back to Krishna. And this Krishna was we trying to worship. So Prabhupada gave that personality, who is the origin of everything. Bahu, what is that? Advaitam, Achyutam, Anadim, Anant, Rupam, Adhyan, Puran, Pursam, Navyovanam cha. The oldest personality, origin of everything, Krishna. Are we not happy we have the oldest personality in the entire creation? 3 kota spiritual creation, 1 kota material creation is done by Him. But he looked like a 15 and a half years boy. Same personality. Do you saw Krishna moustache or beard somewhere? Do you saw Krishna getting old? 125 years old he was in Mahabharata. But he looked like 15 year boy. Advaitam, Achyutam, Anadim. He's older, but look baby. And he's just one performing pastimes here. And after this there is more Leela going on. And from here, episode is more. Where he is stealing, it is said, Krishna is stealing the butter. He brings all his gang, he terrorized the Brajavasi's house. And he dropped down the butter and break it and steal it. It's just to create more pastimes for the living entities to be attracted. And he play with the monkeys, he feed the monkeys when monkey belly is full, they run away. And he say, oh, you're not helping me eating this yogurt, stolen yogurt. And sometimes he untie the calves. You know the calves, the small babies of the cows? And let them go and they drink all their milk. And when Brajavasis come and milk, there's no milk. He make a big mess in the house. He make a big mess in the house. You know, he does everything. And then Mother Yashoda said, and sometimes Krishna goes to Madhuban with his cow, 900,000 cows. So now Krishna is ready to go with 900,000 cows. And Mother Yashoda says, Krishna, your feet is very soft. Can I make you the shoes? Krishna says, Mama, if you want to make shoes for me, you have to make the shoes for 900,000 cows. It's impossible. So this is performing pastimes, Krishna, different, Madhuban. And when he come back, Mother Yashoda said, my friends, ladies, complained that you stole the butter in their house. And Krishna said, Mama, I am not at home. I'm there far away in Madhuban. Whenever I come, you just complain all the time. How can I steal the butter? Is this lying? Is it lying? So Krishna, when in the night, when everyone's sleeping, he puts the moh into his yogamaya sakti, you know, some sakti, you know, that they sleep, and then he go and he steal it. So this is only Prabhupada wrote, only this is Krishna's activities. Lying is the most sweetest pastime for the devotees. Because that's what children do, little children. We like small children, right? You have a son, he's a very little boy, you love him, you cuddle him, you kiss him. But as soon as he's grown up, ego grows. Then you get frustrated. Either he stays, run away, and all desires manifest. So Krishna established this pastime only in childhood so much. And then he left. You can see he left to Mathura and then he became a king in, because more gravity came. And then what he gave? The last book which he gave, Krishna? What is the last book he gave? I mean last teaching he gave when he was in Dwarka, Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita. He said, all these my pastimes, but if you follow this Bhagavad Gita, then you understand all pastimes. Like, you know, Bhagavad Gita is a manual book. Sadhana Bhakti. What to do, what not to do. You know, do this, don't do this. Then you achieve me. And he explained to Arjuna. Even Arjuna was like, Arjuna acted like us. Arjuna is a Nara. And Krishna is Narayan. But they're performing pastime to teach us. Arjuna said, I don't understand how you explain this Bhagavad Gita to Viveshwar, sun god. Krishna says, you don't know about past, present, future, I know. And he said, I don't want to kill Bhishma Pitama, Dronacharya, Kripacharya. They are my family. Krishna, are you mad? You're asking me to kill my family members. Shoot them. And Krishna says, please shoot your family and meditate on me. Imagine somebody comes and tells us, he says, you shoot your father and meditate on me. Meditate, absorb in me and shoot your father. And Arjuna said, what kind of friend is that? But Krishna was trying to establish that the body of Bhishma Pitama, Kripacharya, Dronacharya is karma. I just want to change their dress. Na jayate miryate va kadachin nayam bhutava. So when you change the dress under my order, then I will give them the beautiful new body in the heaven, in the spiritual world. I am the one giving them new body. You just have to change the body. Take the jacket and put out, means only the soul. Just liberate the soul. He said, you shoot them. The soul is ill-killable. He said in chapter 2, he said, the soul, na jayate miryate va kadachin. You're not killing the soul. You're just destroying their body. And this is your duty because they acted against us, dharma. So you have to, they contain karma. So just change their body. That's what I'm saying. I already killed them. You just do the duty. So Arjuna says, he said, Krishna says, tasmat sarvesu kalesu mamanasumara yuddhacha mayarpito manubuddhi. That meditate on me and do your duty. Because Arjuna was thinking, I have to do. Krishna asked, you're asking me to do meditation and then fight? How can that happen? Like our service, we cooking, cleaning, pujari. And we think, doing for whom? Krishna. But many times, like yesterday, we were coming in the bus. I was chanting. I mean, we were chanting. Most of the time happens. But sometimes we're chanting for a long time or doing something long, but our mind is window shopping. Practically mine. I have this problem. So much. Sometimes it goes for hours for window shopping. Be here now. They say, be here now. Okay. Anything else? Such a beautiful, is it not? Krishna's pastime. What about talking about Nimai, our Nimai, Lord Chaitanya? He also performed pastimes. He took his boyfriends to the Ganga and he said, Okay, boys, let's count the footprints of the birds falling on the riverbank, Ganga. He said, whoever will win, I will give you the prize. So they were counting, and they again, end of the footprints, they saw puppies, 9 puppies sleeping there. And Nimai went and picked one of the puppies, start cuddling them, playing with them. And one of the boys ran to Mother Sachi and he says, oh, Mama, he said, your son is playing with a dog. And she was very afraid, this, we are Brahmins, what will happen now? This lower caste or dog, Krishna, Nimai is playing. And then that dog, we know the story, everyone knows the story. That dog, Mother Yashoda let, Mother Sachi let her go. And that dog, no, he had 4 legs. He pick up 2 legs in the sky. He say, Nitai Gaura Haribol, 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 Haribol. And then he began to chant Kirtan, Mahamantra, it is said. Then he began to start chanting that Mahamantra so pure that it penetrates the demigod's planet and they start showering flowers. And all these people who were around him, all the Dhammas, Bengal, Mayapur people, they all came with Kartal and Mardanga and start playing and dancing and singing. And who is the Kirtan leader? Who is the Kirtan leader? A dog. Maybe he began like this. Hare Krishna, oh, oh, Hare Krishna, oh, oh. And then he began to Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. You start with that. And then dog, then what happened? Everyone going, thousands of people dancing, crying, emotional. And at one point the dog fell, died. He died. Everyone kept chanting, but said, what happened? What happened? And then from the dog's body, a beautiful Goloka body came and ascended in the airplane and went back to Godhead. And the dog in that form, a person in the form of that dog, he said, bye-bye. There's so many stories like this. There's so many stories like this. Okay, it's way over time. Anything else? We should stop 9, right? Anything else? Any point? Sorry, 5 minutes late. Don't chastise me. Any other points, Prabhu? No. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.